Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Republican Atheist. It's currently Saturday, March 25th, 2017. This is our first broadcast, so it's very exciting. Republican Atheist was found in 2017. It is a group for those who identify as atheist, agnostic, humanist, and related, and are registered Republicans or take interest in the Republican Party. We're very excited to grow and develop and reach out to more people. Republican Atheists recently added a new board member, Republican State Representative of New Hampshire, named Brandon Finney. So I'm going to interview Brandon Finney so we can learn more about him, what his interests are, and what his background is. Hi, Brandon. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You?
Great. Thanks for calling in. So, Brandon,
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what your background is.
So, I am a first-term state representative from Rochester, New Hampshire. I was elected in November, and I am new to politics, but I've had a growing interest in politics ever since I was overseas in 2015 in the Army, so which I'm still currently serving in. I work full-time as a corrections officer for the Carroll County Department of Corrections. I'm doing that for a couple years now. Other than that, and just being a dad, you know, I think that I've come a long way in my political and my professional life.
Yeah, that's very exciting. And I was looking more into your background. You also have participated in groups like the New Hampshire Young Republicans. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. It's a still kind of a new group trying to get off the ground. There's it's pretty much people that are 40 or younger that can be involved. The average age of the New Hampshire House is about 60 years old. So getting the younger generations to be involved by, getting elected or even just, being involved in the political process has been kind of challenging in New Hampshire, but, we're getting a push, and I know we have some outspoken, people like me who want to make an impact, are kind of gaining some momentum.
I've been seeing a growth in those groups, the young Republican groups, and it's very interesting to hear more about them. Can you also tell us a little bit about your education background?
Yes, I have an associate's in criminal justice as well as a bachelor's in justice studies, policing, and law enforcement. I do plan to go to grad school to get my master's in public policy at some point, but I just graduated my bachelor's, so I'm not really in a hurry.
Very cool. And how exactly did you become involved in politics in the current position that you have right now?
Well, it's fairly easy in New Hampshire. We have the third largest English-speaking body of government in the world. We have 400 members in the Hampshire House alone. There's one rep for every 3,000 people, pretty much, which is pretty good. I think, people have an opportunity to be involved. I mean, there's so much turnover in the House that it's likely that you'll meet somebody on the street that's at one point been a state representative. So, but it doesn't take much to just go to your city clerk, pay the $2 and sign up to be a candidate. Door knocking is a big thing around here. Getting out to talk to people in the community. I'm getting them to know who you are and what you stand for. People kind of have a general baseline foundation of what they care about in this state. So it's easy to be engaged. And that's all I really had to do when I first started, was just get out there and just talk to people about the issues. And as time went on, I got to know a little bit more about how I would be as a candidate, and then when I officially got elected, it's been even easier to be able to talk to people. They can send me emails and phone calls, and it's really cool to talk to people about what they care about and what they want me to vote on.
And what are the primary issues that you focus on and the people that you represent seem to also focus on?
Well, we had some hot button issues. I mean, healthcare is always going to be an issue in every state, everywhere. You know, and that's a whole other, you know, show that we could talk about at that time. But anything from right to work stuff to marijuana decriminalization, it's you know, we have a drug crisis in New Hampshire as well. So they're trying to figure out how we're going to fight that with, you know, programs and funding for that. I just got a call actually last night about funding the alcohol fund in New Hampshire, which means since we have a state-sponsored alcohol sale structure in this state, all the money that the state makes from those profits goes into a fund for alcohol programs for people that choose, you know, to get help for their problems, and it's just you know just trying to find the money in the budget to you know take care of stuff like that. But you know, we look at so many laws every other week. You know, it's even hard to you know stay on track of how many bills we go through. I would say on average there's probably 1,000 bills that we see every term. And every term is 2 years for us.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And I know recently you received a bit of news coverage in regards to sharing your perspectives on atheists and your atheist views. Can you give more background on what happened there?
Yes. Yeah, so back in February, there was an article that was published about the rise of secularism. And a part of that was due to the fact that there was a really historical church in Dover, New Hampshire, that was being torn down to make way for housing buildings there. And the person that wrote the article, you know, cited some quotes from religious leaders as well that were showing concern about, you know, people shifting away from God and whatnot. And I didn't really take offense to it, but I wanted people to understand that, you know, we live in a very secular society, and I didn't want it to seem like people turning away from religious ideas and relying on the self, that being a bad thing. So that's, you know, pretty much what I was saying and trying to reiterate the fact that we are not a Christian, you know, country and that we were never founded to be that. So that did kind of make some rounds. The Friendly Atheist through Patheos.com was actually the one that picked up the story. He did the interview with me through my rep page, and it kind of took off from there. And I've had the opportunity to write a couple more, you know, kind of some op-eds to my newspaper, and they've been very, you know, perceptive to my views. They've been pretty supportive of getting what I have to say published. And I think part of that has to do with the fact that I am, you know, an elected official, and you know, I kind of garner some clicks for them, you know, but I have no problem sharing those views. I think that people need to know that you don't have to be religious to hold, you know, public office, and you know, me being young, brash, and outspoken, I have no problem with talking to people about that stuff anyway.
Yeah, that was interesting that they published about you, because that was actually how I learned about you, was because I'm a part of various atheist groups on Facebook. And so the article actually made its way through various Facebook groups. And so I thought, oh, that's someone really interesting, after I started Republican Atheist in February.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good way to get outreach to people in the Republican Party that are kind of disenfranchised with the you know, the theocratic platforms and the, you know, the policies and platforms. And, you know, especially in New Hampshire, when we have a lot of, you know, factions of people within the party that, like, either lean, you know, conservative or libertarian, who are agnostics, and they just don't really talk about that stuff too much. Not that, you know, that it's even that important in the first place to be, you know, to be religious or not. But if the people in the Republican Party that are even atheists for that matter, don't have an avenue to kind of talk about their place as an elected official and also have non-religious views. I kind of was hoping that, our Republican atheist group could kind of be that platform for those people to kind of have more of a voice. I know that there's a lot of, Republican atheists in the South as well that don't have an opportunity to be outspoken there because of how religiously conservative they are in the South. So I'm hoping that we can reach them as well.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have you on board, and I agree with you as well that there, from my observations, there really hasn't been a platform for the those who identify as secular to speak up in the Republican platform. So I'm very excited to work with you and to learn more about you and to advance Republican Atheists. I think this will be a really great project.
Absolutely. And anybody that wants to talk more about this with me as a board member can reach me through my rep page, and I'd be happy to have any conversation you want.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, Brandon.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
All right. You as well.
Bye-bye.
And that was Brandon Finney, Republican State Representative of New Hampshire. Again, very excited to have him on board. This will be really interesting for Republican atheists to advance with his connections, my background, and I will soon be introducing another board member as well in the near future. I'm very excited about this. If you would like to know more about Republican Atheists, you can visit our website at republicanatheists.com. We're also on social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So please follow us there, show any kind of support that you can. And if you are a part of the atheist community online or wherever you are located, be sure to mention us if you ever get the chance. And we really appreciate the support. We appreciate balancing out the atheist community as well as the conservative community and hopefully advancing conservative values in the United States. Thank you so much for tuning in, and feel free to reach out to us if you ever have interest in knowing more about what we're doing.